It's Monday, July 30th, 2007. My vacation is over, and so is a vacation for the Apple II podcast. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them at www.A2Central.com and by JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication, now under new management. Check them out at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with our Kansas Fest 2007 wrap-up show. Hi, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you once again live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can find our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you want to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. No listener email or voicemail for this episode. On to news and reviews. Just about all of the actual news this month comes from Kansas Fest. And since this is a Kansas Fest wrap-up show, we'll save those for that part of this episode. Just one note we'd like to cover here. There's been a hijacking in the Apple II world. In this case, it's a virtual hijacking of a domain name. Nibblemagazine.com has been taken over by someone not named Mike Harvey. So, if you're interested in getting the real webpage for Nibble Magazine, go to nibblemagazine.net. Everything else in this episode is Kansas Fest coverage. And, like last episode, we will spend a lot of time just discussing Kansas Fest. Let's look at what happened there in 2007, this episode. Some of the highlights of Kansas Fest 2007 from a participant standpoint. That would be me. Attendance was up to 40 participants this year. That's a lot of K-Festers. They included people who were regulars, like myself, newcomers, like Jamie, Anthony, Henry, and Matt, and I'm sure I'm missing a few people, and interestingly, some returnees who'd missed a few years and then came back, like Max and Tim. Well, in the case of Tim, a few years actually meant more than a decade. I also had a weird bonding experience with a newcomer, and that newcomer was Carrington Vanston, better known as the host of 1 MHz, the first Apple II podcast, who rode his Vespa down, from Canada. Besides podcasting, we found that we have a few things in common, like our choice of podcasts, Tiki Bar TV. Well, that's actually because of Lala in both of our cases, but we both seem to like Tiki Bar TV. MacBreak Weekly and This Week in Tech are all podcasts that we like to experience. And one more thing about Carrington. If you think that his act on 1 MHz is an act, well, it's not. Or if it is, it goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On to another highlight, which was Hackfest. Hackfest is the programming contest that goes on at Kansas Fest. There's some really amazing stuff here. The winner was Kansas Fest newcomer Michael Mann doing a Pong variant with a couple of real Apple IIs playing each other over his own NADANET. Andrew Rowan from Australia took second, however, with an amazing way to share the text context of the Apple II GS clipboard with a Mac or Windows box over TCP/IP. You could have some text on your Apple II clipboard, and send it to the clipboard of your Mac over the internet, or your Windows box over the internet. It was amazing. Some sessions. I didn't make all of them because even I occasionally had to sleep. There was a keynote given by Dave Sotella, the original editor of Nibble Magazine. Dave gave us all a blast from the past when he talked about how he was offered what he called the job of his dreams by Mike Harvey. One of my favorite sessions this Kansas Fest was Carrington Vanston's Podcasting 101 session. Carrington has really high standards for his podcast, as you can tell from listening to them. Of course, my standards are not quite that high, but you already knew that. There was an update on the Marinetti open source project, also by Andrew Rowan. There was a session on System 6.0.1 for Dummies by none other than noted Apple II programmer and friend of A2 Unplugged, Jeff Weiss, where Jeff goes through pretty much every file in System 6.0.1 and what they're for. Folks, this took tons of work and a lot of research, and let me tell you something about Jeff. This guy is exactly what you get when you combine a very high IQ and attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder. That was a very interesting session, Jeff. We had a review of Softdisk Games by Bruce Baker, who has been showing us various games over the last few years at Kansas Fest. We also had some non-Apple II sessions, which I thought were really interesting. There was a demo of the iPhone by Rob of Today in iPhone, who is a podcaster that happens to live in the Kansas City area. Rob was good enough to come by and give us a really nice overview as well as a demonstration. And a lot of folks had not yet had a chance to play with an iPhone in person, and a lot of them were just wowed by it. There was a session on BSD Unix by Tim Kellers, Berkeley Standard Distribution Unix. This is the Unix that lives underneath Mac OS X, which was one of Tim's main points in the whole thing. And also a couple of showings of documentaries, one on spam and one on BBSs, or bulletin board services, electronic bulletin boards that many of us who grew up Apple II in the early 80s remember very, very fondly. Now on to some lowlights of Kansas Fest 2007. One of the lowlights of Kansas Fest 2007 was delivered by me and my roommate Kirk Mitchell. Or maybe it was not delivered by me and my roommate Kirk Mitchell, as Krispy Kreme Fest, the night where I treat the K-Festers to Krispy Kreme donuts and milk, was delayed a day because I forgot to check what time the store closed. Good move there, Ryan. There was also a late night Denny's run that turned out to be a non-Denny's run because Denny's happened to be closed. What's next? The 7-Eleven being closed? And really, the one serious lowlight of Kansas Fest 2007 was that not too many things were released at this year's Kansas Fest. Also, I did record two sessions of A2 Unplugged live at Kansas Fest. Unfortunately, the second one really was not quite up to even my rather low technical standards for release, so that is the lost episode. The things that were announced or released at Kansas Fest 2007 included a new public beta of Sweet 16, the Apple IIgs emulator for Mac OS X that's currently being developed by Eric Shepard, also known as Sheppy of Syndicom, longtime Apple II programmer and friend of A2 Unplugged, that got released at Kansas Fest 2007. SMS NDA version 1.0, that is a text message sending new disk accessory that can send text messages to cell phones in the United States, by Ryan Suinaga. Hey, that's me. That was announced and I'm ready to release it. I just haven't gotten there yet. I was hoping I could actually record this podcast last week while I was still on vacation and get SMS NDA actually packaged and released last week as well, but that just didn't happen, so it will happen soon, within the next couple of weeks. One other item of note, JuiceGS, sponsor of the A2 Unplugged podcast, and a publication that I have written for and I edited for 4 years, is switching hands once again, originally published by none other than Max Jones, who made a Kansas Fest 2007 return. Then published by Syndicom, it will now be published by GameBits, which happens to be owned and operated by Ken Gagne, the editor-in-chief of JuiceGS after me, the current editor-in-chief. I think that this will really help Syndicom to focus on product development and running the Syndicom online store, and it may give JuiceGS a real kick in the pants. I am pretty excited about this. I've had some discussions with can, and maybe I will write some new articles, which I have not been doing as much of, especially since I started doing A2 Unplugged. One rumor from Kansas Fest 2007, and as we all know, all rumors are true, is that Ken Gagne is also fake Steve Jobs of fakesteve.blogspot.com. Just a rumor, which I heard, well, actually I started at Kansas Fest 2007. Some looking toward the future tells us that, yes, Virginia, there is a Kansas Fest 2007. Excuse me, there is a Kansas Fest 2008. Kansas Fest 2008 is scheduled for July 22nd to 27th at Rutgers University in Kansas City, Missouri. This will mark 20 years of Kansas Fest. 20 years of Kansas Fest. That's a really long time. I hope that if you are a Kansas Fest regular, you will make it again to hang out with us in the heat of the Kansas City summer. If you've never been, maybe it's time to go. If you haven't been in a long time, look at how much fun folks like Tim and Max and Cindy had this year coming back to Kansas Fest, and go ahead and join us. It would be great to meet you if it's your 20th time or your first time or your first time in 10 years. In closing, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I am hoping that we get more great listener comments like we've had in the past. I would like to thank all of the attendees, the organizing committee, the sponsors of Kansas Fest 2007 for helping put together a great time once again. By the way, A2 Unplugged did donate a prize, the book I Was, Steve Wozniak's autobiography, to Kansas Fest 2007 as a prize. And actually, A2 Unplugged, that would be me, won actually some pretty neat prizes, including a Chop Shop shirt of an Apple II that's put together like a plastic model. Thank you very much to A2Central.com for sponsoring that prize. Thanks, Sean. I really like that shirt. I just wore it the other day. I'd like to thank our sponsors here at A2 Unplugged. That would be A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, as well as JuiceGS under new management, the world's premier Apple II publication. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you again soon. I have to tell you that I'm so energized by Kansas Fest 2007. I'm not just hoping to put out more podcasts and maybe even have them be closer to on time. I am thinking about doing more coding for the Apple II, and I, in fact, am hoping to get some things done this week. We'll see if that really happens. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com. Our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. And no, our website is not a2unplugged.com, no matter what my Kansas Fest 2007 name tag may say. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. I will see you again. Aloha and good night.